As we just heard, Hamas has claimed responsibility for today's suicide bombing in Jerusalem. On other occasions, it's been Islamic Jihad or the Al-Aqsa Brigades. To help us sort through these different groups and how they fit into Palestinian society, we're joined now by Anthony Cordesman, Senior Fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Thank you for your time, Professor Cordesman.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, how does Hamas fit into the Palestinian political spectrum?
Hamas is perhaps the largest of the Islamist opposition groups. It grew out of the Muslim Brotherhood. It is a Sunni group by structure, although it has, over the years, developed ties to Iran. It basically means the Islamic resistance movement. It has never dominated any aspect of Palestinian society, but unlike the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, it has a political and a charitable dimension. It runs schools. Many people in the West Bank and Gaza see it as much more honest than the Palestinian Authority. And because of its sort of broader functions and political functions, it gives it a recruiting base, and one where it's possible often to spot people that can be used to conduct either suicide bombings or other acts of terrorism. And it has become a very effective group with growing ties to Lebanon and growing outside sources of finance.
Now talk about Islamic Jihad. This is much smaller.
It's much smaller. It's part of a more extreme movement. It really has always been part of a pan-Islamic group, as distinguished from Hamas, which has been oriented toward the Palestinians. It doesn't really have a significant charitable or popular component. It is a truly violent terrorist group.
And then we have the Al-Aqsa Brigades, and this is the one that's linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement.
Well, remember that Yasser Arafat's movement has always been an umbrella organization, never a tightly disciplined group. And Arafat has made this worse by playing off factions within the Palestinian movement against each other, by on the one hand creating some of the elements of a very respectable proto-state, on the other hand having rival internal security forces, and then using groups of young men who are almost organized to become militias or more violent groups as an option that he can use, and indeed is using, in the Second Intifada.
So the Al-Aqsa Brigades might be the one group that Yasser Arafat could actually exercise some control over.
I think many people believe that, at least until the Israeli forces went into Jenin, that if Arafat really wanted to do it, his security forces were good enough to pretty well shut down a lot of the operations of Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Since that time, it's almost anybody's guess.
Given the diplomatic activity that's going on right now, whether the talk is of an interim state or building a wall or a conference later this summer, is there a place, an endpoint, where any of these groups could be part of that activity?
When there was hope, when the peace process was moving forward, these groups were often very, very weak. The problem is that there has to be real hope. And that's not the offer of a ceasefire. It's an end to the settlements. It's a clear status for the Palestinians as a state. And I think we need to be very careful that while Israel and the United States may see the first step as an end to terrorism, these movements see the first step as enough of a Palestinian state with enough privileges to make them change their ideology and practices.
Professor Cordesman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington.